This is JRS News. Coming up, World Bank hails government's commitment to economic reform, National Cancer Registry to be extended island-wide, and OCR to appoint 14 child ambassadors. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. Yet another multilateral lending agency is hailing the government's commitment to the economic reform program, the ERP. World Bank Country Director for the Caribbean, Sophie Sertin, says the government's achievements to date under the ERP were not easily accomplished due to the country's vulnerability to disasters and economic shock.
We're seeing very significant progress in terms of reforms, and we're seeing macro indicators starting to also respond, as well as market sentiment. Some rating agencies have upgraded Jamaica recently or changed the outlook. Growth has turned positive after decades of no growth.
Ms. Sertin was addressing journalists at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston on May 5. Meanwhile, World Bank representative to Jamaica Giorgio Valentini says there is great potential in the development of the logistics hub. He says the country needs to now take advantage of the opportunities with the hub, such as the globalization of downtown Kingston and the privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal. Last month, the World Bank Group's Board of Executive Directors endorsed a new four-year country partnership strategy, CPS, for Jamaica, valued at $510 million. The Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, has donated equipment valued at $2 million towards the development of the National Cancer Registry. Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the donation of a server and computer tablets will go a far way in ensuring that correct and timely data is captured. He says the gifts will enable the ministry to extend the collection of cancer data to the entire island. The information is currently only captured in Kingston and St. Andrew. The National Cancer Registry has been established to assess the burden of cancer as well as track and monitor the cancer epidemic. In 2012, the worldwide burden of cancer rose to an estimated 14 million new cases per year, a figure expected to rise to 22 million annually within the next two decades. Jamaica recorded 3,198 cancer deaths in 2010, accounting for 21% of all deaths. The government has set a target to reduce the number of premature deaths attributable to chronic diseases, which include cancers, by 25% by the year 2025. $250,000 has been donated to the Garland Hall Memorial Children's Home in Anchovies, St. James, to carry out repairs at the facility. The funds were donated by the owners and operators of Gebbers Farm in Washington, United States, who are in the island to recruit additional farm workers to complement Jamaicans already employed on their farm. Labor Minister Derek Kelly, who welcomed the donation, says the funds will go a far way in developing the children's home.
This is a time of enormous challenge for our country. We exist in a very tight fiscal space with limited options for maneuver. And in times like these, gestures of kindness and philanthropy towards the less fortunate and the very vulnerable among us take on profound significance.
Minister Kelly was speaking at the presentation ceremony in Kingston Tuesday. The Garland Hall Memorial Children's Home is a privately run orphanage for youngsters. It caters to children aged 2 to 18 years. And come May 22, the Office of the Children's Registry, the OCR, will appoint 14 new child ambassadors for the 2014-2015 period. The Child Ambassadors Program is one of the OCR's initiatives aimed at getting more children involved in the fight against child abuse, raising awareness of the child abuse reporting procedure, and helping abused children who may be suffering in silence. 8 candidates have already been interviewed for consideration by the OCR. The agency is conducting additional interviews with a view of securing representation for all parishes. The OCR's Child Ambassadors Program was launched in 2012. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.